Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Home Run Baker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sisler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Sisler moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Sisler steals third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Shang and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ellerbe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McManus bunts in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Home run. Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to second. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Shang drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Witt reaches third base with a triple. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground for an out. Witt scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's Browns, 2, Yankees, 2. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Home run. Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Pipp moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pipp scores. Scott moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ward bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Witt moves to third. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball towards right. Tobin catches it and throws to second to double up Ruth. Witt tags and scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Baker. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Yankees. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacobson scores. Severide moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 4, Yankees, 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin bunts towards first. Pip fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tobin tags and scores. Gerber tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shang strikes out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoyt moves to third. Witt moves to second. Bill Bain now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoyt scores. Witt moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 5, Yankees, 5. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Musel picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Musel. Severide moves to third. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoyt, and towards Ward, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Miller pinch hits for Whitey Witt. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Browns will come to bat. Elmer Miller now playing center field. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Ward moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Al DeVormer pinch hits for home run Baker. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ward scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.